Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast, behind the scenes of my life, sort of journal type thing, on the 23rd Monday of February 2026. It's coming up to 20 past 7 in the morning. Nice to see the days getting lighter earlier and even later, which is very good. It seems to be quite a mild day. I'm not saying it's warm, but it's mild, which is good. And at the moment, dry. Although it was raining yesterday, it was a pretty shitty day yesterday. And the land will probably be soaking wet. But the intention is to get back to the land today. Things to do, people to see, phone calls to make, letters to write, etc., etc. In fact, I do have a couple of books to go down to the post office. There may be some that have come in overnight, which is grand. I have been charging up batteries so that I can do some filming on the land, which would be nice. Over the weekend, we were looking at tractors. And I can't remember now if I mentioned too much about the first visit that we went to, a chap with his 2 or 3 acres of tractors spread all over the place, some of them in bits, some of them rebuilt and what have you. Very nice bloke, very knowledgeable. And then Sunday, no, that was Friday. So Saturday, we went to see these two youngish chaps in their sort of 20s, I suppose. And they had a tractor, which had been, they bought, it had been pulled out of a shed some years ago. And they have done it up lovingly. And they were using it. And they have, you know, done it authentically. And now it's up for sale. He said he's reluctant to sell it, but they don't really use it enough, and it's sort of sitting there, and they could do with the money to do buy some other things. Interesting place where it's kept. So, and they're into steam engines and, you know, mechanics and those, all those sort of good things. So we looked at it, we had a go on it, and it seemed very, very good. It started, he said, I don't know if it'll start. We haven't used it for a while. So he said, that's the only thing I hadn't thought about, is whether the battery will start it. Well, it started first time, which was amazing. And throbbing away. It's a lovely tractor. So vintage, 1950s. Tell you more about it when it's on the land, in the English couple. Don't want to say too much about these sort of things, because it takes away all the surprise. And the enjoyment of the surprise, I suppose. But anyway, so it's a certain price, which is right at the edge of our budget, I guess. But I think it's a good price for the tractor in the condition that it is. So we principally said, yep, we'll buy it. Give us a week to make the full decision. The problem that we have is now getting it from where it is, which is about an hour and a half away, up to the land. So I've now got to try and find, and there are these companies out there, somebody who will put it on the trailer and transport it for us to there. I did get one quote, which was 500 quid, which seemed a lot of money. So wasn't so keen on that one. But if I could get the quote under that, say 300, I think that would be a fair price to basically just drive from one place to another. Obviously, the tractor would need to drive up onto the trailer and then move from, be roped down and secured, and then gently travelled from one place to another. So, just got to find somebody to do it. There is only one other restriction, I suppose, which is that it can only be moved at the weekend because of where it's kept. So, and the fact that the chap is, he works during the week. So it's, it could be transferred in the evening, but I don't suppose one of these transferring companies would want to do that. But they'll probably charge more because it is in the evening. So that's just another little thing to think about. So anyway, very exciting. So once I've worked out what the budget of this transferring thing is and made arrangements, we will purchase this tractor and hope that we haven't bought a dud. It's very difficult. We don't know anything about tractors, really. But we've got to start, and you've got to, you know, act on your gut, haven't you? and hope that it's all right. Of course, things will go wrong with the tractor, and it will need spares, and it will have its own issues and problems and things, like everything else. And if you know that in advance, I dare say there may well be a Haynes manual or even some sort of stuff, and there'll be plenty of people out there who know, even the young chaps who are selling it would know. And whilst I wouldn't be trotting back to them every 2 minutes saying, oh, this doesn't work and this doesn't work, if it needed a service or something, as they have built it from scratch, they may be up for being paid to give the thing a service, depending on. I don't know. But it's always good that, you know, these things are loved by loads of people, and somebody somewhere would be able to help us, I'm sure. But some people have said, oh, you don't need a tractor, you just need a little digger for certain things. But you think, we need a digger. That does one job, but a digger is not going to tow things up and down the lane, the track. It's not going to be as useful. It'll, you know, these things, a tractor has multi-uses, a digger has a single use. And we do need to pull some stumps out, which a digger would be good for. I completely appreciate that. But these stumps aren't terribly thick. So I think the tractor could do it. The advice I've had is to put some weight at the front so that when you're pulling the stumps, you don't flip. And I know it sounds incredible, but you don't flip the tractor over on its back, as in backwards. That would be rather grim. Anyway, so very exciting, and that it will progress us a lot. And of course, with my building back of strength, and just, you know, we the other day in the episode that went out, you saw us. We just had a few slabs. We had to sort of wheelbarrow them up the track and then up the hill. And, it, you know, by the time you've done that a few times, you're knackered before you start. And also there's an element of fun. Why not? Why not? It doesn't just have to be hard work. There's an element of fun and enjoyment. And it'll look good on camera. And it will be a pleasure. You know, and that's part of it. And we're going to get some bags of compost, as in not from you know, the normal domestic bags that you buy for the garden in the garden centres, which are extremely overpriced, really. We'd get builder's bags of it. You know, we're in a different league when you have land. You know, you start off with these little things, but in the end you realise, actually, we need like several tonnes of this stuff. Until we're able to make it ourselves, which we are trying to do, but it's a whole learning curve. And trouble with the stuff where we are is it's got 30 years of fallow, being fallow, 30 years of being fallow with thistles, brambles, stingers and various other things, seeds in the land, in the topsoil. So if you use any of the soil there and plant in, you're also competing against everything that's already latent in there. And it doesn't really matter if you put black plastic and cardboard down. As soon as you take that off, the seeds will go, oh, sunshine, and they'll be up again. You just need to be able to put some fresh soil on the top, which is a problem financially. because they'll still grow through, but as long as what we're growing comes out first, and then there's the continual weeding. Eventually, if you can get the roots of these bloody things, over time, you'll do it. I saw somebody had posted or put a comment or sent me an email, I think, actually. And they sent me a picture. That's right, it was an email. And they showed me their bit of land, and it was about 4 or 5 acres. And it was all flat. And they said, after 7 years, they had got rid of all the brambles in it. And they didn't mean the ones growing in it. They meant the seeds and the roots and everything else. That took them 7 years. And that doesn't surprise me, really, because when you've got land that's just been empty and doing nothing other than allowing just wild life, wild plants to do that. You can imagine the seeds are just there ready to keep popping up. So it is a bit like whack-a-mole. You've got to keep pulling them up when you get the chance until eventually there are none left. And it just takes time. And I guess once you know that, and once you know that's the challenge, and you recognise the bloody things, you're just, you know, in the areas that we will be building the beds, that would be good. But we do need to order all this stuff. And I don't mind ordering all this stuff. I, you know, sort of aware that that was what I would have to do. But, you know, they can't bring it up on the land. And at the moment, can't even get the van up the land. So a tractor would be superb. And another thing is, if the van is on the land and gets stuck for any reason, or anybody comes up and they get stuck, at least we can pull them out and pull ourselves out with the tractor. So, you know, this it's multi-use, really. And so if we get a caravan to stay in overnight, even a small little thing, for a couple of nights a week, then it would be great that the tractor can shift it up there, because nothing can get up there at the moment. So it is a necessity, really. Admittedly, and it's an expensive one, but we're not talking brand new or even second hand from recent times, and we're not talking about huge tractors. We're talking about a vintage 1950s something, so right at the lower end of the spec, but it's perfectly serviceable for what we need. There's no point having well, I haven't got the money to buy anything bigger or more powerful than what we're going to get. So that's the story, Jack and Ori, as they say. What else is going on? So we go to the land today. Still got more work. And of course, we need to sort out our hygge culture, or however it's pronounced. We've got that to do. We've got to finish off the workshop. We've got still got to get more slabs up there and try and improve the track. We've got some rubble up there which can be positioned. It's just, yeah, you know, Julia's got some planting to do, so we're going to need some more compost. And what else? Things, basically. Anyway, I think that's about it for today. Sorry, it's a bit of a short one, but we've got things to do, people to see, phone calls to make, letters to write, all that kind of malarkey, you know what it's like. So I will love you and leave you, and I will catch up with you very soon. Until the next time, toodle-pip.